It's Care with a K, back with another banger for my adored horde. Today, I'ma get a little personal. In my asexuality vid, I said I'd talk more about my own personal journey with asexuality. So call me Amazon, cause I'm here to deliver. We'll start out with puberty. As one does, I guess. I was raised Christian. So, you know, I was fed, you'll be a good wife someday. That's good wife potential right there. Boys won't like you if you do, insert literally anything I liked to do at the time. It was appalling, but when I was young, I didn't have enough information to see anything outside of what I'd been taught. So naturally, I assumed I like boys. That's my shit. I'm going to like a boy and get married and have kids and da-da-da-da-da, you know? Going through school, I had attached my self-worth. Gosh, it's fucking stupid. This is dumb. I attached my self-worth to how attractive the boys my age thought I was in my hometown. So, as you would imagine, I was hella depresso. To be clear, I am not ugly. Not even a little bit. I don't think I'm ugly. I have always been thick. And that is not what the boys wanted back then. I will let you know. And this is really where my misunderstandings about me as a sexual human began. I am a romantic person. I love affection and hugs and kisses and dates and that shit. I am not a sexual person. I don't want to give blowjobs or be fingered or anything like that. I don't want it. But I had come to the conclusion that when you're romantic, sex is something that gets shoved in that package. It's all one thing. If I wanted kisses and hugs and dates, I have to reciprocate with sex. It was almost like a sort of consumer exchange. Like, if you give me self-respect and love and affection, then I'll give you the sex. I thought a boy would not love me if I did not do sex. This is teen me, remember? This is back then. So constantly I said, yeah, sure, it's fine. Because I wanted that other stuff. I wanted that, the dates and the kisses and being a human. I wanted to be. So sexual things happened, of course, and afterwards, I would cry alone in my bed because I was so uncomfortable, but I didn't want to be alone. I didn't want to not have affection. And I didn't have a good enough relationship with my parents to talk to them about it or anything, so I really didn't. I felt like I didn't have anywhere to go, so. Tears in the pillow, or whatever 80s ballad you can think of. For a lot of the time, I was single mainly, or in long-distance relationships where I didn't really have to deal with the physical. I could just say, well, we're not close enough to do it or anything, and I could just talk to them about cool shit during the day. Until I was in college. I was finally out on my own. Well, with my best friend. I wasn't alone. Me and my best friend got an apartment for college. And I'm still, at the time, very much in the sex equals love mindset. These are one thing. in my mind. But I was able to explore a romantic side with women. And it's not that I wasn't around or considered dating women prior to this point in my life, but my good Christian parents traumatized the thought out of me while I was still with them. That's a whole nother video. Could be more than one. It's extensive. But anyway, I have always found vaginas to be gross, nasty. Yes, I know your questions. Even my own. Very gross things. So I was really comfortable with saying to the women that were romantically interested in me, I don't want to have sex. I just want the romantic things, the kisses and the hugs and the snuggling and shit. And to my surprise, a lot of them were like, yeah, man, that's cool with me. They were probably a lot better than me at the time. A lot healthier than me, I would say. And this kind of had me thinking, maybe I'm a lesbian. It's also when I started thinking in my head, like the seed was planted, that maybe sex isn't that important. I really cared about these women. Like, I loved them. And there was no sex involved. What if, my young brain thought, there are other people who don't like sex, like me? What if I'm not this weirdo of which I had grown accustomed to being called? So I pull out my computer, like any good tech nerd does, and Google slips me a shiny card that says asexuality on it. And I was like, yo, probably, maybe, that could be a thing. I think I watched a Dan Savage video about it, and I was like, yo, this is making sense. But I doubt there are any aces around me here in Central Ohio. And so I kind of pushed the thought away, and my brain thought, I want to be loved. And since I still liked boys, despite my adventuring, I would have to make myself a sexual being for these men. God, please forgive me for my stupid ways. So, I'm about, 24 at this time, give or take a year or two. Deep in a depression for non-related reasons. Nothing really mattered to me. And I got with this guy who was sexually dominant and controlling. I agreed on a whim to feel absolutely anything, really. And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll be your slave. I'll call you master, you know. I didn't understand myself, and it didn't matter to me. I wanted to be used, and I thought, maybe, if I'm not getting anything from my existence, maybe someone else should. But I think he broke something inside of me. Because I started to care. He treated me so controllingly, like an absolute object. Which, to be fair, is what I wanted. But I, capital H, hated it. He would guilt trip me into doing things And the more I betrayed my boundaries, the more I would cry. The more I was filled with indefatigable fury. I don't deserve this. I deserve to be happy. I hate being miserable. It does matter. I matter. And in my heart, I felt chained down. But, please don't laugh. Or you can laugh a little bit. I'm laughing. One of the characters I made, the first one, actually, her name is Kaya. And she came to save me inside, as she often does. She's been saving me my whole life. She took the edge of her shield. That's her weapon. She has two shields that she uses on her arms. And she'd just hammer away at these black, oily chains, and she'd say these things to me. It does matter. And she'd be crying in her extra way with big Ghibli tears. You matter. And sometimes she'd break them, and sometimes they'd grow back. And then my body is in this, like, kneeling position, big, tired bags under my eyes. I'm smiling weakly, like, it's okay, you know, you don't have to try anymore. This is fine. I'm fine. Don't worry. But she would not accept it. She's a rock. And each time, he'd get mad at me in real life for something really frivolous to me, like something like not telling him I was going to the store or who I'd be with. Like, I went to the store with my mom and he flipped out. And each time I apologized to him for existing, Kaya'd get farther. She'd get closer. And she'd say more positive things. And the closer she got, the more brightly she glew. Like a Super Saiyan charging up. And I can remember the last thing she said before the last chain broke inside of me. She said, "This isn't how your story goes." And she embraced me like a glowing sun. And in real life, I screamed through my tears, just there in the middle of the mall that I happened to be at the time. I pulled my phone out of my pocket, renewed vigor, and I called my boyfriend, and I said, very inconspicuously, very matter-of-factly, "Fuck you." And I blocked him on everything. And I'm sure it was fucked from his point of view, but for my own self, I didn't care. And it's not as if I hadn't voiced my opinions before, but he wouldn't stop. He said, "You knew this was how I was before we started dating. This is how I am." He wouldn't respect me, and I had had enough. So from then on, I have accepted the title of asexual. I don't hide it. And if someone shows romantic interest in me, I lead with it. I'm tired of compromising something that's so important to me. I realized that no amount of praying the gray away was going to help me. I'm an asexual. But I don't hate sex. People have hurt me sexually, but the sex isn't what I blame. Sex is the tool they used to hurt me. Now I'm happily married in a polyamorous relationship, and sometimes I have sex with my partners. But I don't need to. And I think through a lot of trial and error, I sort of found the way for me. And everyone's journeys are very personal, and they all look different. All our scars are different sizes and different shapes, but they don't take anything away from us. They just add to our beauty. When I see someone full of scars, I see someone who's tried. They looked at a judgmental world, and they said, "Not me. Not anymore." And that bravery is very beautiful to me. So, thanks for listening, friends. Please, stay safe out there. And may the hunters never find you.